Real Business Owners.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 39 with myself, Trevor Cowley. As always, Kilo G.
What's up?
That's my gangster name, man.
Guys, this is brought to you by Easier Accounting. We are a nationwide accounting firm. If you have any bookkeeping questions, tax questions, entity questions, make sure that you reach out to us. Guys, today's episode is going to be a special one. We've got an awesome guest, Eddie Maloof. Welcome, brother.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Dude, we think that you're going to bring a lot of value to our listeners. So you're a brilliant mind. We've obviously seen that the last couple of days that you've been in our office and, you know, whipping up ads for the new project that we're working on. And so we thought it was only fitting that you jump on a podcast with us and tell us a little bit about your backstory and, you know, how you kind of came into this digital ad space, because obviously you're very good at what you do. And you know, what was the initial thing that kind of moved you in the direction of going marketing?
So it goes back like 7 years or so. Okay. I was actually I'm pretty young. So just for reference, I'm 26.
Okay.
So younger than I think
so
a lot of people.
So you geeked out on this at a young age.
Age for sure. I couldn't even, I don't think I was allowed to drink beer yet. Yeah.
But you were anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was in my college dorm room, and I remember Gary Vee had a post on Instagram. This Instagram was fairly new at the time, like 7 years ago. So yeah. He mentioned a dark post on Facebook and how these are killing it and making money for Coca-Cola and all these big brands.
What's a dark post? I don't even know what that is.
It's actually just an ad.
Okay.
But at the time, Facebook didn't even have a name. They didn't even say sponsored. They just look like a normal post. So they call them dark posts because you made them in this like builder that they had. And it took me 14 hours to figure it out because there's no YouTube videos, no blogs.
It was
no
too
info.
New for anybody else to let too somebody new. Else know how to do it.
Exactly. If I made a video on how to do it, I'd probably be the first person in the world to do it. You know, that's kind of the
then
point.
Then you would have been rich off of that one video.
Exactly. And you look back at your mistakes.
You missed the boat on that one, dude.
Yeah. So I basically, you know, figured it out. And we had some family businesses. We're in the amusement park space, our family. So I went to my father and his investors that he had in the business. I sat them down. I explained what I could do. They gave me a few $1,000 to play with.
And this was at 19?
20? About 19, 20, yeah.
Okay.
So then I turned, I think at the time it was like less than $10,000 into like $400,000 in actual sales directly from the ads at the time.
Wow.
And they were like, holy crap.
Was that specifically through Facebook, awesome. Google? Where were the majority of those ads being ran when you did that?
So at the time, Google was a thing already and people were doing it.
Okay.
I really didn't know much about Google Ads. Actually, to be quite frank, I didn't even get into Google Ads till like 2 years ago.
Okay.
It was all Facebook at the time.
Okay.
And it was cool because it was so new that I could just absolutely destroy it. And so I ran these ads for them. They saw the huge return. And then I kind of went all in into growing their businesses. And then when I did that, when you're dealing with these people that make, you know, 10, 20 million a year that are investors, they notice. And, you know, so they started asking me to help them with their stuff. And then I quickly realized that I can make a big impact on any business I touch, which, like, for me,
dude, that's a lot of power at a young age.
It is, you know?
Did you go through some weird ego trip for a little bit, thinking that you were invisible and you could, you know, turn any business that was failing into a successful business by running ads for them? Or were you pretty humble through the whole process?
So prior to this time, I kind of already eclipsed my ego phase.
Uh-huh.
So when this kind of started happening, I was actually, I couldn't have a big ego because I'd sit in rooms with people that were making a lot more money than me.
Gotcha.
So
you've always put yourself in big rooms to where you felt small.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And the thing is, it's important, like, when you're at that age and you're dealing with people that are in their 50s, like, their kids are as old as you. You know what I mean? They look at you a little bit differently. You got to earn
their respect.
Yeah, yeah. And so once these people conversate with me, then we get on another level, and then we have that mutual respect. Even though this kid's not making the money I am, he can bring value.
Mm.
And so that's all that matters at that point. Age kind of gets eliminated.
Yep.
But initially, age hurts for sure.
Yeah, there's whether we like to admit it or not, everybody's very judgmental right off the bat. So if you see a young, inexperienced, he can't bring a lot of value. But once you've proven your worth, then at that point, you've got the mutual respect at that point. So after you started doing this, did you set up your own company, your own entity, and just start running ads for other companies? Or, you know, how did you go from a 19, 20-year-old kid to kind of playing around to now making this your this is your thing, right? Like you have Brilliant Marketing or Mark is that what it's
Brilliant
called?
Brilliant Marketers, yeah.
Okay, Brilliant Marketers is a marketing course that you offer currently. Mm-hmm. And this is what, a step-by-step course to teach people how to do, is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it YouTube? Is it Google? Is it all of it? Like tell us a little bit about, first off, your course. Because I think that a lot of the listeners right now, based upon what we've seen over the last 2 days, I guarantee you there's a shit ton of value in whatever he's doing. So when I stop talking and he starts talking, just listen and you know, you'll be better off for it. So tell us a little bit about what's inside the course and why you created the course and maybe some of the success that people have seen that have purchased the course.
So background, most people that sell courses now, which is what I've seen, I'm sure you guys have seen this trend.
Yeah.
You know, someone makes $10,000. Oh my gosh, let me sell a course on how to make $10,000 with a 10% profit margin. Whoop-de-doo. You know what I mean? Even a lot of these people, man, I've managed a lot of stores and I've seen people make $150,000 a month and people are like, oh my gosh, they're so rich. And then they look and it's a 15%, 10% profit margin. Who cares, man? Yeah. You're peanuts still.
Yeah, you're barely hitting six figures.
Yeah. So I kind of took a different route where, for the first 3 years of doing marketing, every dollar I made, I spent. And it wasn't on stupid things. It was on courses, masterminds. Mm. Like when I first met my fiance, she thought I was crazy, man. I wouldn't spend $20 on a t-shirt, but I'd go and drop $10,000 on a mastermind because I was obsessed with learning. And I was just like, let me just learn as much as I can.
I love
you know
that.
What I mean?
I love that.
And so over time, spending hundreds of thousands on events, courses, masterminds, all these things, like I noticed a trend where people kind of give you like the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't really dig into the things that matter. So I, not even as an income source or anything, just as like a favor to so many people that wanted to work with me that couldn't afford to work with me really, I was like, let me give you the tools to do it yourself. So I just went in and I made a course on how to do ads from like, I have people that literally don't even know how to open a computer, take my course, like real estate agents, and now they're selling, they're closing deals every week, every other week, when before they couldn't close more than 3-4 deals a year. And so I go from
with home prices right now too. Those are fat commissions.
Fat commissions. Especially if they're getting the seller leads and the buyer leads, you know. But so I basically just break down from A to Z, from like as if you don't even know how to log into Facebook, to all the way down to here's how I manage $60,000 a day on this one campaign for this one business, and here's how I read it, here's how I do it. And so step by step, Facebook, Google, YouTube, down to like Google Analytics and things like that. So like things that like really, I talk to marketers that are even making 7-8 figures, and some of these things they really don't know. Like I, and it's crazy because it shows at the same time people overcomplicate business sometimes. Mm. Like you can just know 10% of what to do and scale it and make 7-8 figures. But I just decided, hey, let me just dig really deep. So if anyone gets in any situation where like me, they've done ads for Burger King or international franchises like F45, you're in the fitness. You're kind of jacked. Do you know what F45 is? Yeah. Do you know what they are?
Yeah. No, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that one just came here to St. George.
Oh, yeah. I seen the sign. I didn't know what it was though.
No, it's a fitness franchise.
The biggest in the world, actually. Yeah.
Is it
fastest
really?
Growing. Oh. Yeah. They started in Australia. They have hundreds in Australia and thousands in the world. I think like 1,000 something.
45 right minute workout. Is that kind of what it is?
Circuits, yeah. Never the same workout. Mm-hmm. So I did some campaigns for them too. So like when you deal with all these, I think the biggest campaign I did was kind of like, I can't classify, I can't say who because I signed paperwork, but it was a really large bank in Asia. And these guys were, I mean, they started our budget at $60,000 a day.
What's the point of that, though? Like for a bank, what were they trying to get out of spending money on ads? Was it for, you know, mortgages, for this or that, or is, you know, credit card offers? Was it, you know, they just want people to bank with them, or was it just a slew of a bunch of different stuff?
In our case specifically, it was when Forex was like getting hot as a thing. Mm-hmm. And so they made their own Forex trading platform.
Right? Oh, okay.
And so they wanted people to use that platform to trade Forex so that they could get the commissions. So our goal was to basically generate them leads of people that filled out huge applications on how much experience they had and things like this. And then they had an internal sales team that would just pound these out. And we're spending $60,000 to $100,000 a day. So, and this is like,
good God,
these are huge numbers, you know?
Yeah.
It's unrealistic that any business is going to spend this. You know what I mean? But at that point, you know, these guys were pumping out like 10,000 leads a day.
Mm.
And so they had a huge sales team that was just, you know, going through them. So,
well, we actually just did an episode on like you know, getting people over that hump of like them trying to build ads or build marketing organically online. We're trying to, you know, get people to understand that, dude, you just got to pay. I mean, that's why these big banks are spending that much money. But to get in the game, like, you got to pay something. And do you kind of run into that a lot with your students? Like, do you kind of have to get them over that fear of actually
spending the money?
Yeah. So there's two fears that everyone needs to get over. Spending the money is the first one.
Yeah.
Second one is getting your face on a video camera and just shooting the video, even if you stutter, even if you don't know what you're doing. Just get the message across, man. Humans are humans. And if you really think about it, like, let's break it down to basic psychology of social media. The things you're watching are your friends and other people that maybe you follow. And 99.9%
they're not perfect.
It's not edited.
Yep.
There's no professional videographers behind it. It's a selfie on a phone.
Yep.
And that's the content that people watch the most of. Like, cool, Gary Vee has an editor and it's cool and everyone watches it.
Yeah.
But if you pay attention...
You can't compare yourself to that level.
Exactly, yeah,
because you're not at that level.
Not even close,
but there's still plenty of people making money at a level down here, but you're trying to compare your video to somebody that's at an elite level.
100%.
Right? And then you're like, well, that's not good enough because so-and-so's looks completely different than mine. Fine. That doesn't necessarily mean that it won't work. And we've been talking about this over the last couple of days about how the jankier some of these videos are, some of these landing pages are, they still convert and they convert well. Sometimes when it's overly done and too done up, they don't convert as well.
Yeah.
Right? And 100%. And you've seen that over the years yourself, right?
Yeah, every
so
day.
The idea is to not overthink this shit. The idea is to actually just do the shit.
Yeah, yeah. Always uncomfortable. Dude, I still feel like I suck at videos, man. But it's just like, I know I'm getting better. You know what I mean? And I've done videos that have converted.
Dude.
And so it's, you just got to do it. Be willing to suck.
A lot of people hate the sound of their own voice.
Yeah.
Right? That's the hardest part. That's
the sound of their own voice. They hate seeing themselves on camera because we always critique ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the people that are watching the video is just watching the video and pulling the content from the video. They're not like, oh my God, you look so stupid while you're recording. Like, nobody's thinking that.
Nobody.
You're the only person that thinks that. And so at the end of the day, you are your biggest critic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to put that shit off to the side and just do it. Right? Like, even if you throw
some money at your sucky video, right? Like, if you're a real estate agent, I just went through your course and I've got a listing, you know, that's a, you know, $500,000 or $1 million listing. Like, you know, that's a lot of money. Like throw some money at it, man. And I actually talked about this with someone not too long ago. It's like, dude, if I know I'm going to make 20, 30 G's on
in
commission on the house, I would throw $1,000 at a sucky video
to get people
to come to my house, right? In the local area.
Because
as you've taught us, dude, you can target on these ads like no other, man. Like, right in that area. If you're like a real estate agent, you're trying to sell a home, you can target just that area, home buyers, people have been looking very recently, like
age
all
groups,
that data's out
everything.
There. And if you throw money at that targeted audience, most likely you're going to get people coming to the house, whether your video sucked or not.
What you mentioned is really important. Like, that whole idea of how much is your return actually on this product. I think too many people like quit way too early on ads.
I agree.
If you're going to make 30 grand in commission, dude, like all day at scale, you should be willing to spend $5,000 to acquire that sale. That's 25 grand in profit.
I agree, man. Well, you earn $500, throw $500 more at it.
Well, think about it. If you end up becoming known for the real estate agent that ultimately turns the house the fastest, how many more of those are you going to get? Mm-hmm. And you can flat out say, look, you know, I listed this house and I sold it within 2 weeks or whatever it is because you're willing to spend. We literally, I think it was two episodes ago, we did a podcast called Pay to Play. Like, if you want to get big time and you want to see results, start spending money. We also do a lot of podcasts about networking and going to events and hiring coaches or mentors. So when you came in and flat out said that you've spent every dollar that you could going to events and networking and educating yourself, where would you be right now if you didn't go to all of these events and sit there and do the self-education and do the work and spend the money and take the time? Where would you be right now?
Not even close, man. No, like, I'd be 3 years back on my whole schedule, honestly.
Okay, and you would be making hundreds of thousands of dollars less per year, probably.
For sure, and this is important to know, too. Like, and this is the goal, essentially, out of going to these events and masterminds and courses, is to get to the point where you go to them and you know what they're talking about already.
Yep.
And it becomes less effective, so you have to pay the $500,000 a year to get the information that you care about.
You go to the bigger, I've got to try to stay 1, 2, 3 years ahead of the curve.
Exactly, yeah.
Because what I know now is not going to serve me in 5 years from now. That's 100%. A fact.
Yeah.
Because everything's always evolving, right? And so the idea is not to just get to the point where you know and you start making money and get complacent. The idea is to continued education, always being in front of that curve just so that you're 1, 2, 3 years ahead of your competitors. Because I'm telling you, the majority of people, 99% of people, when they start seeing results and they start making good money, they take their foot off the gas and they get complacent. That's just a fact.
I was actually thinking of this when we started the podcast. How many people when we started did we hire for marketing stuff that, like, honestly, we should have started just doing it ourselves a long, long time ago. But we'd always hire these guys that were older than us.
Yeah.
We thought they knew what they were doing because they're old and they're wise. Yep. But then the young guns are always so much more up to date.
Yep.
Not just with social media platforms, but all the platforms.
Yep.
And, like, they are so far ahead of, like, the old guys. Like, we fall for the old stuff because we think, like, man, they're old. They must know what they're doing.
They've been, you
know,
they've had to be doing this shit for 30
years.
They're
not successful anymore. And so these young guns are just, dude, you guys, like, you guys in your 20s and even younger, man, I see kids that are just crushing it on all these platforms, and it's like over our heads sometimes, right? But
well, the last thing you want to do is
go hire some SEO guy right now or some, you know, Google expert or something all the eyeballs are on social media.
Yeah.
And you guys know, like, I learned a lot from you this weekend, dude. Like, I don't know if we want to give out too many nuggets, but even just like simple things like, dude, you want to test one keyword at a time, not go and, you know, blast like 50 of them because you don't really know now which is getting the best traffic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, duh, why didn't I think of that sooner? But he's young.
But it's funny, man. The courses that you take that people make millions of dollars a year just selling courses.
Yeah.
Preach the opposite.
Yeah.
And like at the end of the day, and this is kind of why this whole young to old gap is closing.
Mm-hmm.
Experience at this point happens a lot faster than it used to just because of the internet. Like someone like me who spent, let's say, $40 million in ads, right? Yeah. At 26, there could be someone at 50 who's only spent $1 million in ads.
Would you
life.
Say that that's the number?
Who has more experience?
Would you say roughly that's the number you've probably spent on ads at this point?
For sure.
Is 40 plus million?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking last 24 months probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which means I couldn't even imagine how much you've generated in revenue from your ads. You know what I mean?
If you spent 40, the idea is to get a return, right?
My statistic that I like, used to advertise myself as, and I kind of took it down just because, like, whatever, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I have...
It's not a big deal. Hold on. Drum roll. It's not a big deal. Go ahead and say it, bro.
Under my name in e-commerce, like, personally managed, I've definitely, and on paper through Facebook ads, you can see, I've had over $1 billion added to people's
carts. It's no big deal, though, right?
Yeah. It's not in purchases, but it's added to carts, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, people went to a website and added over $1 billion from my ads to their carts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know it converts.
Dude, I would have came out hot with that one. If I was on a podcast, I'd be like, yeah, you need to introduce me as the $1 billion guy. Like, straight up, I would. I'd be pounding my chest not saying no big deal. I'd be like, yeah, I'm a pretty big deal.
Own it, right?
You know? Hell yeah, I would. Shit. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's kind of my personality, though. So you're much more humble than you should be.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
So,
I'd say low-key.
Yeah. No, dude, I can tell you, dude, it's been awesome to get to know you and your wife. You know, both of you are amazing people, and you know, we appreciate what you've done for us the last few days and the relationship that we've created and hope to continue to create over the next.
Yeah, I'm excited about
the next few years. And let me ask you this: Do you currently take on clients like outside of your course? If somebody just wants to hire you to run ads, is there like a minimum monthly fee? Do you take a percentage of ad spend, or is that just not something you're doing right now? Because I know you've got a few projects in the works as well.
Yeah, so my course actually is not my main income source. I actually don't focus of it as an income source. I more focus on it as a coaching program to help people. I don't depend on it financially. Everything that comes from it's extra, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Whereas like, if you look at the space, everyone who has a course is only selling their course.
Dude, that's when I was going to talk about the course, that was kind of like my only, I'm like, yeah, he has a course. And it's just kind of like that word is starting to get tainted almost a little bit. And it's not necessarily because courses are bad.
There's a lot of value in a lot of courses. But like he said, a lot of them are designed to only give you the tip of the iceberg so they can now upsell you for 50 grand later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And there's value masterminds
too. But like, dude, people are sick of just getting the tip of the iceberg. It's like, so I actually look for guys like you, man. Yeah. That I'm like, dude, they're just putting real stuff out there, but it's not their main thing. It's not the most polished thing. It's the real information,
yeah.
though. You know what I mean?
It's polished, though.
I don't know if it's polished.
I don't know. We haven't looked at it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But we obviously
Physically watched you build ads, you know, over the last couple of days. Have we seen the inside of the course? No. Mm-hmm. Luckily for us.
Well, I'd rather go buy a course from a guy that's not just trying to sell a huge event or, is blasting it all over the internet.
I know there's
going to
be good information. I know there's going to be good information in there that people can benefit from. And literally, it's a perfect segue from some of the podcasts that we've done over the last, 6, 7, 8 months about spending money, being willing to network and go to events and buy courses,
And being smart about it, man. Like, if your course does hit on, refining the process of putting $10 in but getting 40 back out, because so many people just throw money and just hoping for returns and they don't know, until they get to a certain point, every time I spend a dollar I get $2 back.
Yeah.
They don't really know how to do that. They're just throwing money at it for a while. So I don't know if your course hits on that at all as far as
everything, which is why it goes a lot deeper than a lot of people. It's crazy. I deal with marketing agencies, man, that have hundreds of clients, and they still don't know how to track a phone call off someone's website back to Facebook. And it's so funny. I read these which, by the way, it sounds like a simple problem. Read Facebook group forums and things like that.
Yeah.
You'll see no one has an answer. And it's hilarious to watch, honestly, because I'm like, how can you claim that you're so good at marketing and you can't track back to Facebook if a phone call happened on your website?
Yeah.
Something so simple. But because everyone's been taught from the same courses, oh, I know how to do lead forms on Facebook, or I know how to do a landing page and get a lead, and these other metrics that really matter of people clicking a phone button on your website and being able to track that back to the business, that's revenue, man.
Right.
And that actually reflects back to the ad. And some people kill these ads. They don't have leads, but what they don't realize is 11 phone calls came in. And 3 closes came in. I was showing you guys the numbers today.
They think it's just a call-in.
That's it, yeah.
Somebody must have randomly found my...
Of course, 11 people found me by accident
all
today.
Of a sudden, weird, when I was running an ad that didn't perform, 11
must have been
people
from that
called.
Billboard down the highway.
Yeah, yeah. That's facing the wrong way.
So, no, everything is important to track.
Yeah.
Everything is important to track.
Well, nowadays we can, dude. We haven't always... I mean, these platforms have gotten more and more advanced. You couldn't do that, like you said,
years
6, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Even 5 years ago, man. We used to do... In our businesses, man, we used to do magazine ads and things like that. And we would just be like, okay, where'd you hear about us? You know what I mean? That's the only way we had to track. And if they're like, oh, somewhere online.
Dude,
a lot of people.
Yeah. That used to be the thing. They would have a survey. How did you hear about us?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I still think dentists and shit like that have a little thing. How'd you hear about us?
Yeah. Oh, it's a physical paper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're filling out bubbles. And then how'd you hear about, how was your experience? Let me ask you this, though. This is going to be a straight up blunt ass question. And I could be wrong. I'm not a big proponent of just SEO in general. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've tried SEO
Been scammed on it 10 times.
At least.
You think we learned from our mistake after 2 or 3, and somehow we get our asses sold.
So
we
tell our listeners to try everything once, right?
Yeah.
We try shit 10 times just to make sure the other 9.
On SEO we have. Yeah, I don't know about other things, but SEO
just to
we
make
have.
Sure that the other 9, we didn't pick
just a bad
person.
Because if your organic ranking is so high, you'll never need paid ads.
Oh,
right?
That sounds awesome. Never spending money and just raking it in. So tell me about SEO and if you have some sort of distaste for it, or if you think that there is a place for it in marketing, again, because we're not marketing guys. That's not necessarily.
Yeah, it might be really effective. We just got scammed 10 times in a row.
It could be. So that's what it is. I'm asking you because you've been around the game long enough. You've been to these events. You've wrote courses. You've seen a lot of success. Is there success with SEO? Is there a unicorn company that we just haven't found yet? So
here's my opinion on SEO. So
And be blunt as shit. About
So it works. Now, there's a lot of asterisks.
Or it can work.
It can work, yes.
You're late to the game already.
And here's the asterisks, right? So, one, you're late to the game already.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, I work with some medical companies, and they focus on SEO before we work together. And, dude, if you're doing this 5 years after someone else, you can't catch up faster in SEO than they can. You know what I mean? You're if they're 5 miles ahead, they're forever 5 miles ahead if you keep running. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's
whereas
true.
In ads, you can quickly outspend them, catch up, you win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Example,
outbid
right?
Outbid them or whatever.
SEO, too, you got to be mentally prepared and financially prepared as a business to go 2 years at a loss, spending thousands of dollars a month. And in my opinion, people that do SEO really overprice their service, which is the issue. Like, I think they should be charging, in my opinion, and SEO guys are going to get mad. Like, you should be charging like $1,000 to $2,000 max for SEO. And I see people's charging $7,000, $15,000 a month for SEO. And I'm like, dude, like, a business can't handle $15,000 a month over 2 years.
Yeah, we would pay $4,000 or $5,000 a month and to some groups.
Look at that.
You know what I mean?
One of our employees that's here sold us on hiring him in-house to be our SEO guy, but we've used him for so many other things. He's not our SEO guy.
Yeah.
You know, he actually brought so much value to us in other areas that it was like, dude, you know, he actually helps us with ads and some landing pages, and he'll even build like, you know, presentations for stage conferences that we speak at or whatever. You know, we keep him very busy, but he's not our SEO guy. That's what we originally sold us on being.
Literally hired him on because we wanted an in-house SEO guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've converted that because, you know, again,
it's tough, man.
And people do find us organically. Like literally almost every week I see a lead come through organically, but our ads we see 15, 20, 30 leads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and here's the important part, man. People don't realize SEO is a formula. So there's a lot of pieces that go into it. And I'd say every client I work with without SEO ranks at the top of most of the keywords that they go for. Because if you think about it, if you're buying all these keywords on Google, you're getting traffic from Google on these keywords already. You're going on Instagram, on Facebook, on other landing pages that you've created that forward to your page. And now Google sees, holy shit, these guys are seeing 10,000 visitors every week. I don't care how much SEO the next guy has at 500 visitors a week, 10,000 a week. Yeah. You're going to the top, bro, because look how many people are visiting your website. And that's actually the biggest factor in search engine optimization.
How many website visits?
How many websites visits? How many websites are these coming from? Things like that. So Google basically has an algorithm. They call them spiders.
Yeah.
And they essentially crawl and they find all these keywords on your site and how many visitors. And the biggest percentage, man, if you really break it down, visitors.
Yeah.
So how else are you going to scale your visitors without ads?
Yeah.
And so like, I always struggled as a business kind of like not focusing just on ads and, oh, maybe I should take SEO because everyone asked me for SEO back in the day. But like really the problem is from a client retention standpoint, you guys have done SEO. How quickly did you become impatient? Where are the results? Whereas ads, we turn them on. It takes us like a week
There's
to 2 weeks.
Right
Everybody
there.
Always tells us, give us 6 months. And so
that's
6 months
a long time, dude.
But they say give us 6 months and then in 6 months they're like, just give us like 6 months.
Every time, it was like, give us six months.
It's just not controllable.
No,
you know?
not only did we give you six months, we gave you 30 G's. And we haven't seen shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And the formula is always changing. And same even with ads, like, because things are constantly evolving, new platforms and like algorithms, all this stuff. It's always changing. And so it is refreshing to have young guys like you that already have experience, but you're just like, you're not stuck in old ways to constantly be evolving and changing with.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I imagine, because you told me how many hours you've got into your course, it's like, dude, a lot of that's continued education, like, because things change, right?
For sure. And things change so much, actually. I was just telling the guys earlier in the room, we were building those ads today.
Yeah.
I built an ad yesterday, built an ad today, not even 12 hours later, and things changed in the ads manager. I'm like, what the hell? Like, yesterday I could upload a photo in this part, and I can't today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there must be something wrong. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they changed it overnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how quickly things change
it
now.
It does. It's not faster and faster, too. Technology changes so fast. But marketing, it gets faster and faster.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What percentage, do you see a percentage, like, of revenue that somebody should put towards marketing? Is there, like, a...
10%.
That's the formula
for me. It's always 10%.
Okay.
If I'm below 10%, I'm not spending enough.
Okay.
It's funny. So like, I go back to like how it all started for me: amusement parks, fathering businesses, playing with money. And at one point, the investors were like, "Oh my gosh, we're spending 7-8% on marketing. Like, this is ridiculous. This is too high." And my father saw that Google Analytics, which I've put to backtrack all the way to the ads, and he sees the actual revenue that comes in. To the point that he just said, screw it, and bought out all his partners because he was like, dude, you guys are going to fight me over this money. And then he bought them out and then spends $4,000 or $5,000 more than he did a month on ads for his businesses because now they're gone and he knows the return. So it's crazy. And this is just a test just to like, I wanted to just stick it to them at the time before.
Just show them.
They really just went off about how much we were spending on ads. And I didn't tell anyone. I killed all the ads in the business. 3 months, the three worst months we've had in a 7-year history, man. The three worst months in 7 years. That's not a coincidence. Lowest website traffic equals lowest income in store.
Dude, the problem is that it's not an expense. It's an investment.
It's an investment,
so,
man.
So just on your books or whatever, you look, oh, marketing, man, I'm spending $2,000 a month. Like what I could do with that $2,000. No, that $2,000 a month is keeping your business alive.
Yeah.
That's not an expense. That's an investment into your company. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's where most people fall short. And that's one area we've done really well in is just being willing to spend and just test, try, go to events, hire coaches or mentors and just surround ourselves with great people and spend money.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that too many people, like I did, dude, I have somebody DM me or whatever. Hey, man, my business is slow. I'm like, well, how much are you spending on marketing? Well, I'm not. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you expect for nothing? Tell me how anybody has ever gave nothing and received something. That's just not business. Business 101, invest into the company, right? Like pull back on whatever it is that you're spending money on personally and put 500 or 1,000 or 2,000 in ads. And it doesn't even have to start that way. Because initially, even today, when we started some ads on a new business venture, we started what was $50 an ad, and we were going to run 10 different ads and just test it to then look at the
analytics.
And even
that's a high budget, you know?
Like, so that's only $500.
Yeah.
But there's going to be 1, 2, 3 ads that will just rise above the other ones head and shoulders. And then what do you do at that point? I don't know. Maybe double down on those ones?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really not as difficult as people make it. I just think people are more scared.
Just scared, yeah.
To spend the money.
They're scared to lose to gain that data that lets them win, you know, and that's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
Another big hurdle though is your sales quality though. You know what I mean? Like we talked about it because we've been in the lead game for a long, long time. Yeah. And it's like one group will be killing it on the exact same lead, same traffic, but this other group cannot convert it, whether it's like telemarketing or whether it's door to door, whatever it is, right? The leads.
Yeah.
It's like, well, everyone's just complaining about the quality, lead quality. It's like, dude, I already see success over here. Like, get your sales crew up to speed.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's the other area you should start investing. Once you figure out some leads, you're figuring out your ad spend and all that stuff, if it's still not converting with your sales crew, you might need to get some new,
sales people. Marketing is the same formula and everything. And it's funny. I just shot a video. I'll explain what I said in the video. But, like, in every form of marketing, all the way back to television, right, and before that, I guess, even newspapers, things like that, there's the ad. Okay.
Kay.
The ad sends you to a certain place. At the time, it used to be maybe a phone call or an address. It didn't used to be a website. Now it's a website.
Yep.
You go to the website. That website now takes you somewhere else, which either converts you to a purchase, a lead, some sort of customer.
Mm-hmm.
And in most processes, unless they're buying something online, and even if they are sometimes, then there's the sales follow-up, right? And there's like these four building blocks of the ad. And any point, you can be leaking money. And you got to just start plugging backwards as you spend. And I used an example on my Instagram the other day, which I thought was like such a good example. Someone sent a letter to my house and it was handwritten. It said the Maloof family, our address, all handwriting, hand stamped.
Yeah.
And when you get a letter usually that says the blank family.
Yeah.
Wedding invitation. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, let's go. Yeah, where are we going, baby?
Open bar? Is there open bar? What's up?
Exactly. Yeah. So I ripped this thing up. I'm like, where are we going?
Yeah.
And it's just like. Like that yellow paper that you have in front of you is the same yellow paper with typed handwritten cursive. It was like kind of like copied onto it.
Yeah.
And it was like so unreadable and so hard to read that it was an ad, right? Obviously at this point.
Yeah, there are those mailers out there that they try to make it look handwriting. Yeah.
But dude, that turns me off, man. Yeah. I can barely read it, bro. Yeah. Like you did your job. I opened the letter.
Nobody reads cursive anymore. Dude.
Nobody, man.
My handwriting is so bad. It looks like it's cursive, dude, but it ain't.
Don't get me started. Yeah. Right? I know it's awful. But so like this guy, he did his job. He got me to open that.
Yeah.
This is it, man. This is your chance to sell me. And it's horrible. And I just tossed it away, man. Like, and your ad was so good. And he's going to look at his data and be like,
the attention.
Damn, our ad sucks, man. We need to change the envelopes. You know, but it's not the envelope, man. It's your paper was the problem. So it's the same in every ad and sales process. Mm. There's always a leak. And the best businesses reverse engineer it. Look at the data. Where are things falling off the most? And where can we fix it? Instead of saying the leads suck. Our sales team needs to do some work because the leads are converting well on the website.
Yeah.
Let's fix the sales.
Well, you just got to leave every option open. You can't assume that it's just this or just that, right? You've got to dive into it.
Well, that's one of the advantages we have in digital marketing nowadays, man. We don't rely on mailers where we can't see how far they got in the process, whether they opened the letter before they threw it away or just threw it away. Mm-hmm. Like now we can see it.
Yeah.
We can see how far they went down every the website. They can see how long, how much time they spent on there and when they actually clicked off. So mm-hmm. We can reverse engineer a lot quicker.
Dude, you than can we screen record to. People on their website.
Exactly.
Yep. Let me ask you this. How long's your course? How, like, flat out, I mean, I'm a dummy. How long would it take just a guy like me that doesn't really know marketing that well to purchase your course, start the course, and start running ads? Can I be running ads within a week, a month, okay. 3 months? What's
so there's two answers to this question. Okay. The whole course is longer than 70 hours. The whole course.
So it just depends.
It's called the Brilliant Marketers Course for a reason. Shit gets deep. You know what I mean? Depends where you want to start. And the second answer to the question is the fastest I've ever seen someone take information from the course and flip it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember looking, he did 6.4% of the whole program, and he made six figures on a month, like 10K a month already.
He found one nugget, went in
That's
on it.
That's all you need, man. My course, I'm telling you, just the Facebook ad section of my course, which is like 20%.
Yeah.
If you just take the first half of that, it's already more than most ads courses out there. And I would bet all the money that people spend on the course. Like, I get way too deep. No one out there that I've taken a course peels back ad accounts for Burger King and things like that and goes through them with you, you know? And not to, like, brag about the course, but just
– brag
this,
on, dude.
And this is just for people to understand.
No, for real. Flat out, brag on, because the reality is, you guys, like – this isn't like a paid thing. Like, he didn't pay to come on here.
He didn't come to be on our podcast. He came to build ads with us.
Yeah. Like,
you know, like that's what flat he's out. For.
We are working with him to build ads on a business venture that we're doing with some credit repair stuff. Okay. So this isn't, we're not getting a percentage of anything. You didn't pay us for any of this shit. Right. So the reality is, like, you guys, this is something that you should take very, very seriously. If you don't know what you're doing marketing-wise and you continue to give a marketing company $2,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, you could ultimately purchase a course, learn some of this shit yourself, and have that money that you're spending with somebody else, whether it's SEO or this.
Hire someone.
And put it in your own ads. The reality is the reason why real business owners exist, dude, we got to the point where we were sponsoring events, spending $10,000. We would pay influencers to shout out Easier Accounting or whatever it is, right? And we kind of looked at each other and like, dude, we have a lot of good information and a lot of experience that we could give to people, okay? So we can give real value and be genuine about it. And we could ultimately get business at the same time for the people who want to work with us, right? So we took the same money that we were spending anyways and allocated it over here, right? I guarantee there's people that are spending money on marketing or with marketing companies that they might not be getting the results that they want to get, that they can actually empower themselves by purchasing a course, diving into it for 10 or 20 hours, learning the Facebook side of things, and just dabble in that and start messing around with the analytics. And it could literally change your business. If you know marketing, you have all the power in the world to scale your company big as you want.
Any company.
Okay. So this is not just some bullshit that somebody should sleep on. This is real shit that can impact and change people's lives and change people's businesses.
So finish your brag.
So now that I, dude, and I don't even feel good. And my energy just went to a whole nother level. I'm getting dizzy.
You've been down these few days.
Yeah, shit, dude. I have been down these last few days. But, you know,
somehow it's higher energy than everyone still. Don't ask me.
But, yeah, dude. It's crazy. You don't want to see me normal, you know, or on, you know, normal with caffeine, you know, then it starts getting in trouble. So after I just did that quick little rant, because literally that's exactly how I feel about this scenario. It does have a lot of power. Do your not a humble, just brag on, bro.
Well, I mean, this is all I was going to say was like, people get intimidated by these numbers. I'm saying $60,000, $100,000 a day. Like, you don't need to be there. I just do that. Because the point of my program is like, I don't care what level you're on, I'm teaching you something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I had to take it that far.
Yeah.
You know, but like, there are people who start in this course, spend $5, $10, $20 a day on ads, and they get return, dude. And all that really matters at the end of the day when it comes to marketing, it doesn't matter if you're spending $10,000 or $100,000 a day. If that money comes out in multiples, it doesn't matter. Just add more. Go get a freaking credit card, bro, with a $1,000 limit and drop all 1,000 if you're going to make 10 because you're going to pay off that credit card right away. You know what I mean?
So
and we're sitting in the room today and, you know, a client called me and I don't know if you guys were in the room, but I took the call and he was like super thrilled. He's like, dude, like we've made $20,000 off your ads. And I'm like, great. He's like, can we do this for all my friends' businesses? I have 8 other businesses I want you to get on. I'll send you all the info. Like, dude, when you find someone like yeah. that who's actually making you money, you're like, my boys, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everyone get paid this guy, I don't care. And this guy, and you can't, my wife will tell you, like, my fiance will tell you, I call her my wife anyways. she'll tell you, like, this guy assume went back self. And forth.
Assume that she won't back out.
Arguing about my price, because I'm a premium price, you know? Like, yeah. He went back and forth arguing with me for, like, a week, and I never budged. And yeah. I was like, dude, there's a reason I charge this price, and this is what yeah. it is. And for reference, charge a lot, more than six figures a year for this campaign. And we've spent $222 in ads, and this guy made 20 grand.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of returns are those, dude? Like, so you pay for what you get for. And in the course, I go through accounts like that and how to spend $5, $10 a day efficiently. The goal is to make so much money that you can afford to spend $20,000, yeah. $30,000 a month.
Yeah.
And a shift in my business and, like, the growth of my business was about this time last year, actually. I looked at my fiance and I was like, instead of making
your wife,
my wife,
we're still assuming
we'll mix it up. We'll mix it up. Yeah,
exactly.
I looked at her and I was like, listen, my goal this year isn't to make a certain amount of money in my business. Yeah. It's to spend a certain amount of money in my business. And I know if I'm spending this number in my business, then I'm making this number.
You already know what
the return is. So then my mentality shifted to like, oh my gosh, I don't want to save all this money. It's like, yep. I made it great. How much of it can I spend? How much of it can I spend? How much of it can I spend? And like, I'll tell you, like, the last 3 months I have spent 70 to 80% of the money I've made investing back in ads and so many different things, like higher level coaching ads, yep. things like that. And like, just because of that, you know, like, really at the end of it, from two from scratch businesses, and this is like a number I'm throwing out that's extremely reasonable, like, both these businesses will be at seven figure run rates in the next like 6 to 8 months from scratch. Because I'm willing to invest that in my business, hire people, spend the money that should be going into my pocket. I'm giving it to other people and other sources because that value is going to come back 4 to 10x back to my business. And the more I can spend, as long as it's coming back profitably, I'm good with it, man. Let's spend. Let's go all day, man.
That's valuable right there, man. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. I think a lot of people have wrapped their minds around that.
So where would somebody find the course? Like, if somebody wants to, you know, check you out, poke around, one, where could they follow you on Instagram or Facebook? Let's start there real quick.
Instagram, Eddie Malouf, pretty simple. EddieMaalouf.
So that's two ways.
That's where you find me on everything, man.
Okay.
Everything. That's my content. People DM me all the time. Like, feel free to reach out to me, DM me. You don't got to buy my course or do anything. I'm like, I give free advice all the time in my DMs. So my content's pretty good too.
Yeah. So is there a link on your Instagram and Facebook as well to the Brilliant Marketer course?
Yeah. I mean, if you just search Brilliant Marketers online, it's the first thing.
Okay.
My SEO is crazy because I don't spend on SEO.
SEO is only good when you don't spend on it. You'll never hear an SEO guy. So ever,
it'll be the first thing, Brilliant Marketers.
So Google Brilliant Marketers. Check out it's Eddie Malouf on Instagram as well. And if you have trouble finding it, go over to the people that we follow. So I only follow like 129 people. You're one of the people that I follow, appreciate obviously. And so if you have a tough time following, just go into the people that we follow and you'll find Eddie Malouf in there. And make sure that you follow him, DM him if you have any questions. Now, in order to end our podcast, you know, we always ask you guys to make sure that you tell a family member, friend, you know, somebody that you feel like could get value out of the podcast. And so we always read a review to end the podcast from somebody else that, you know, took the time out of their day to let us know how it's affected them. So this one came in on Friday. What's today? I don't even know what today is. Tuesday. Something like that. So a couple of days back. So the subject is a must listen. This is a must listen for anyone who is looking to start a business. This podcast is a treat for your brain with some amazing nuggets for the psyche of an entrepreneur. During the week, I refresh on the past episodes and look forward to the latest drops on Wednesdays. Quit sugarcoating yourself. Listen and do it. Can't succeed without trying. Love y'all. And that was from M1C Low. So there's not really a name on that, but we appreciate you listening and leaving that review. You got something for me?
Yeah, I want to plug one last thing in. I know it's out
plug
of order.
The shit out of
but
it.
this is the biggest nugget. So whoever sat to the end, I hope this really changes their mindset on their business. Like I said, I've paid a lot of money to go see a lot of bigger marketing agencies, how they run internally, how they do everything. And this is a key point that every business owner needs to know, every marketer needs to know, like, to remove that discouragement and fear of doing things.
Yeah.
even these big companies, man, that make 7-8 figures a month in profit as marketing agencies, and everyone thinks they just always make the best ads. On paper, when you look at their ad accounts and everything, more than 90% of their ads fail.
Really?
The best of the best of the best. So when people go in, they put out 5 ads and like, oh my gosh, nothing happened. I suck at this.
Yeah.
Dude, the best companies, 9 out of 10 times miss when they swing.
Right.
The best. Same in baseball, bro. If you miss 7 out of 10, you're a baseball guy, bro. You miss 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
I'll see you in the MLB, bro.
Yeah.
You're hitting 300. Let's go, man. Let's go.
It's true. Yeah, it's 100% true, and we've talked about that a little bit. You can't judge something on the first go, right? That's just, it doesn't work like that. So if you set up an ad and it didn't work, that doesn't mean ads don't work.
Yeah.
That means that ad didn't work.
Exactly.
Right? So just adjust, evolve, try again. Adjust, evolve, try again. Every single time that you run an ad that doesn't work, you'll get better and better and better. It took us a year to figure out Instagram to the point to where once we figured it out and set up Real Business Owners, we've scaled that to basically almost 80,000 followers in 11 months.
Yeah.
Right? But it took us a year of failing at trying to figure out how to scale an Instagram account. Mm-hmm. And we spent about $30,000-$35,000 in order to get the information that ultimately got us to where we are now. So is that really losing $30,000 or $35,000?
Investing.
Did we invest into the knowledge that we now have in order to then scale an Instagram account? And that's how people just need to reframe their mind and reframe their thoughts and how they look at the way that they spend money or the way they think about spending money. Instead of it being an expense, it's an investment.
100%.
And even if you fail, it's still an investment, because I guarantee you walked away learning something from that. And then you tweak, evolve to the point to where you now have, you know, 2 or 3, 4, 5 ads that are just absolutely killing it for you. And then that's where it gets really fun.
That's all it takes.
Yep. So, guys, I know you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you give Eddie a follow. DM him. Blow that shit up and ask him a million questions. bug the hell out of him. No, I'm just kidding. No, be respectful. But if you have questions, reach out to him, especially in regards to his course. I'm sure he'd, you know, fill you in whether or not you're an ideal person for the course. Tell him a little bit about your business, how much money you've spent on ads, and, you know, where you're at, where you're trying to go. And he'll give you an honest take on whether or not the course is a right fit for you. But if you own a business, I would say invest into courses and getting knowledge, especially when it's marketing.
Because he wouldn't be on our show unless he's a good, you know, vetted dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys vet me for 48 hours. You know what
I
mean?
We wouldn't ask him to be. I know, but we wouldn't ask you to be on the show, man. If we didn't know, you knew your shit.
I appreciate that.
So
definitely go check his stuff out,
guys. We appreciate you tuning in. As always, have a kick-ass day.